Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. Now, there is no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, we are feeling all the spring vibes. So we're going to take a note from nature and see what needs to be cleaned out, uprooted, and what new things we want to grow during this spring season. Are you ready? Let's talk. Well, hey there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, as always, it is wonderful to see your smiling faces.
Can I just say that Erin looks very official? She has like, she's like in this, she's like, hello, with her little
like stewardess vibe.
Yeah, it's a stewardess vibe. It's like business stewardess.
Oh my God.
I was going to get all like excited and kind of like relaxed. And you were like, hello, ladies, how are you?
Well, thank you. Do you know, it was once my dream to either be a stewardess on a plane or to be a cruise director on a ship. I hadn't quite decided.
Well, we're waiting to hear the spiel. Are you going to do the whole like, you know?
Hello and welcome to Erin Airways.
There you go.
Everybody, please keep all hands and feet inside your seats. Don't touch the person next to you. If you do, you deserve whatever they punch you with.
I love it.
I want to fly that airline.
That's right. Don't take someone else's snack.
Don't be a jerk. Maybe. Right.
Oh my gosh. Hello. Look, Ricky, I am using, if you're on the podcast, you can't see, but Ricky gave us Real WW Talk mugs for Christmas, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Our first year.
I think it was like 3 years ago now.
It was first year for Christmas and we felt really official. I was so excited.
Oh, somebody's Isaiah's trash in the place.
That's why I don't have my mug here because,
I still have it. I still use it.
I love it. What a great, great purchase.
Yay. Okay. Listen, last week I felt like we had a really great conversation because we were talking about, what were we talking about last week? We were talking about our whys and, you know, are we still dug in? I think it actually was a really great clarifying question because it helps us know, was our why based on a real why or was it based on how we were feeling in the moment? Mm-hmm. And all of us were very clear that no, it wasn't how we were feeling in the moment. This is actually charting the path for the year. Mm-hmm. And so as we chart the path for the year, it might be good for us, especially now as we're going into spring. And I don't know about you guys. There's something about the time change and now the quote unquote extra sunlight that I feel like a different person.
Did you guys, yes. I feel lighter. I feel brighter. Maybe that's why I'm wearing jewel tones. Maybe that's why I'm a flight, stewardess today. I don't know.
Maybe it's a different air. It probably is because the air is different. Because
maybe. I'm like, my skin is waiting for the sun. I improve by 25% when I have a sun-kissed look about me and and no contacts. It's a world of difference.
Yeah, just ready to be outside and just doing all the things that you enjoy doing when the weather like that, in that nice gap that you have between when it's cold and when it gets too hot, you have that nice time where it's like the perfect temperature, not the sun's not too hot. Like it's the best time of year.
It is. I've always been a lover of the non-extremes, fall and spring. Like those are my favorite.
100%.
I love it. Preferably fall, but anyway.
So as we're moving into kind of this new season, a part of the new season is planting new things, watching things grow, kind of giving life to some new things, right? Those are the themes of spring. So I thought maybe we could talk about what are some things that I'm being very like, out in the space, right? But like things that we can plant. So what are things that we need to plant? You know, you kind of till the ground to remove the dead leaves so that you can plant new things so that they can grow, and maybe a little bit of spring cleaning for ourselves mentally and physically. Maybe some things that are kind of dying that we just need to trim so we can make fresh, you know, make space for new buds, or what are some new things that we want to plant for the springtime? So I've just said a whole lot of things. Go.
A lot of planting.
I did.
I don't have a green thumb. So I don't know.
I just pretended like I did.
No, I think there's a lot, like obviously metaphorically, but like in this practically as well, like I tend to have a lot of clutter, like a lot of physical clutter. I don't like to get rid of things. I don't, and that lends to not liking change. And then my environment is just messy, or it's not, you know, conducive to working out at home if I have to work out at home, or to like hosting like guests for a party or whatever it is. I'm not in the right headspace if I don't have like an environment that's suitable for that. And I think that, you know, trickles down to my like other spaces, and I'm getting to the food too, but like even my closets are just filled with clothes that I don't want to get rid of because someday I'll fit into them. Someday I'll fit back into them. But like the letting go, saying like, yes, I will get to my goal weight. Yes, I will. I may decide I want a jump rope again someday, but right now I don't need the jump rope. I don't need the size X, Y, and Z clothes that don't fit me. I can get rid of that and have the mind space of, you know, I can build new habits. I can build a new wardrobe. I just need to get to the point where I'm in the right headspace where I want to go out and do things. I'm not stuck in my clutter and stuck in my negative routines. So I think the physical space informs the mental space.
Mm-hmm. I so agree with that.
100%.
Oh yeah. Do you guys even remember, this was a couple years ago, that WW did that as a lesson. They did that as a lesson about creating your environment, creating environments for success. And what are the things that kind of weigh you down or hold you back? And I remember one of them was talking about specifically the clutter that's on the kitchen table or the dining room table, and how it just kind of sits there and it's this weight. Mm-hmm. And there was a study that said really to take care of that clutter, it will take 10 minutes, but it's literally taking the 10 minutes to stop to address whatever that clutter is and just deal with it. Mm-hmm. Ricky, in terms of like the clutter that you're talking about in creating those spaces, motivation comes and goes.
Yes.
Right. So it's really, and we have enough information. We need transformation to do things. So is there any clutter that you have in your closet? Like, okay, I'm going to set a date and I'm going to set a time and I'm going to set 20 minutes or 10 minutes and I'm going to tackle this part of it. Is there any part of you that wants to do that?
Yeah, there's definitely a part. And I started doing a little bit of that pre-spring cleaning. I got rid of some clothes a couple weeks ago, kind of spontaneously, because my neighbor was having a donation pickup. And I was like, yeah, I'll jump on that. I don't have to carry a bag somewhere. But there's some things that I haven't wanted to tackle. And I think that's the biggest challenge of like saying that I know that this probably wouldn't take as long as it seems, but I don't want to get rid of this. I don't want to, when it comes to like certain clothes, for example, I don't want to admit that this is a dress that I pictured myself wearing 10 mm-hmm. years ago, let's say, and I never got to fit into it. That's what I'm not wanting to let go of. At the end of the day, the dress is 10 years old and it's not the same style that I would wear now. And I would potentially wear it once and get rid of it, but it's the wearing it once and the fact that I never wore it that I'm not over and I don't want to address.
It's more about the thing is not the thing.
Yeah.
It's 100%. More about letting go of a dream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that also, even though it doesn't maybe feel like it in the moment, it's actually creating space for new dreams. We don't have the weight of this old thing sitting on us. And this thing that at once seemed like a really positive thing is actually turned into a negative. Mm-hmm. And if we can let that go, that actually brings in, like you've just been saying, all the benefits mm-hmm. of what will happen when we do this. And it's having to remind ourselves and convince ourselves of those are the really great things. And also it's okay to say that this hurts a little bit to yeah. let go because it's an unrealized dream, but that's an unrealized dream for that moment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it is a 100% full stop unrealized dream.
And I think adding to that, it's not just an unrealized dream. I have found, because I can relate to what you're saying, Ricky, I have the added guilt of if it's something I feel I caused. Like it could mm-hmm. have been a realized dream if I had done A, B, C, D, E. So when I let it go, I'm also trying not to judge myself for being the reason that it wasn't something that I could do. And that sounds easy, but it can be difficult because sometimes you're like, no, just give me more time. Like I said, I'm going to make it happen. I don't want to accept defeat, you know, in that my choices caused this to not be something that was something realized for me. And that's hard. Mm-hmm. And I think that I had to acknowledge that even for myself, that like, it's not going to fit or it doesn't fit now. And it's no longer in style, money wasted or not, it can go and bless somebody else. And I have to sit with those feelings because there's repercussions to things that I think sometimes we gloss over, mm-hmm. not to punish, but just to acknowledge, because
and to not have to do the walk of shame or whatever you want to call it, past it every day,
right? And
continue to put shame on yourself,
right?
Hmm?
Right.
Shame off not, you,
yeah. Shame off you because it's not helping you. I saw what you did there.
You know what I did there. Sorry.
It's not. It's not moving you forward. I think that's the space that I've been getting myself to of this does not help me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't help me be the person that I want to be. And all it's doing is dragging me backwards. And I'm just tired of dragging my own self backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I actually dislike that more than how it feels in this moment to let this thing go.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt that before? Like, I'm just done with that.
Because I think that when you know, how I would answer even the question with spring cleaning, that was kind of going into what I was going to say, which is I want to let go of fear that isn't rooted in fact. That has informed my decision making. So mm-hmm. something for me that kind of highlights this is strength training. Mm-hmm. I still have not bought into the fact that strength training won't stall my weight loss and is not something that's not factual. That's not helpful. That keeps me stuck when it's something that is so healthy and so good for me and has been reinforced. But because I allow fear of something not rooted in fact to kind of go wild, it's caused me to not implement it and actually, you know, enforce it in my life. And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because whether or not the scale goes up or down because I lift a weight, it's something that's good for me. And I have to be able to be strong enough to say, I'm not going to give into fear, you know, that is put there to keep me stuck. I have to be able to move past it. And it's uncomfortable because I believed it for so long and it's really deeply rooted.
Yes.
It's really deep. And it doesn't, and when it's something that has been there for so long, those are the hardest, what is it, the hardest weeds to pull up are the ones that have been there forever. So
I love the tie into the garden theme. Go for it.
Because it's true. I mean, if something is just barely there, you can just take it and pluck it. But those ones that you got to get the shovel and you got to dig and it hurts, you know, and I think that it's become a part of my identity. You know how we make certain statements too, like I don't do strength training. Oh, I don't do that. I only run when I'm being chased. You know, those are the things that we say and identify with. And I'm like, it's just not true. It's not true. I don't have to own that. I don't have to keep that any longer.
No.
I love that.
Yeah,
it is. That is so hard. And you're Candace, I love even just the reminder of the things that are deeply rooted for us and those things that we've made part of our identity, whether unintentionally or intentionally. I think it's really good just to kind of step back and like, when did this become true for me? When did I, even though this is untrue, but when did I make this true for me? What was happening? What was, you know, and then you, and when you start chasing those things back, you realize that it actually was a failed marketing message from something. Because they were trying to sell something else. Right?
Yeah. What are you trying to protect yourself from? Like, what is it? Because, you know, there's a game that we all watched This Is Us, right? You know, and the game that was
Beth.
They were playing worst case scenario. Like, what's the worst?
Yeah.
I find myself, in order to get past those things, I have to play that game. Okay, you start strength training and your weight loss is going to stall. And then for 2 months, you lose absolutely nothing. And then what?
Right.
And then you're still lifting weights and then you gain muscle. Right. And then what?
Right.
And then you keep going. You
wasted more time eating Cheetos.
Right.
Right. Like,
but how do you then say, okay, the worst case is that maybe it stalls and then it starts back up again. But what we're really addressing is, are you making time goals? Why do you feel like you have to get there so quickly? Why can't we just be okay with the process being the process and having to let go of that? And you're like, well, I don't want to let go of time goals. No, but why? Why is that something that you feel you need after 25 billion years on weight loss? Like, why is that something you don't want to let go of? And it is every day having to be intentional about looking at your mindset and saying that just doesn't fit anymore. It doesn't fit who I'm trying to be. So I have to find a way to pluck it and prune it and stop right now.
You know? And it feels good to do that sometimes. It can be hard, but at the same point, it's like, don't you ever just get tired of your own nonsense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm over that. Next. Like, why couldn't it have been that easy?
I wish. I've been doing a whole nother conversation.
You're like a bonsai tree, where they people, when you see them prune and they just do the one snip and then they do the other one. It's like, what do I need to snip right now to kind of, and it is, it's just a couple of things that you consistently, you consistently decide to change that can make huge differences in your journey. Mm-hmm. And when you're thinking about spring cleaning, like you said, maybe you just get rid of a few outfits. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just lift for a few days. But when you see the results of that, because you've made space for the new outfits that actually do fit, that leads to more confidence, which leads to better choices because you feel more confident and you want to, it's like a ball that starts rolling, you know, and I think that's what I'm trying to continue to grow is that ball of choices that, you know, are based on little things, little pruning that I'm willing to do.
Yeah.
And when you're doing those things, I think you're showing self-care. And when you're not doing them, I think you're telling yourself, I don't deserve the self-care yet. I'm not there yet. But I think when you are in that headspace of saying, yes, I deserve self-care, even though I'm not at my goal, you are probably going to be more successful than you were when you were holding off on that, because you're just saying, I'm worth it and I deserve to do whatever I need to do right now to make a change.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever sometimes feel like you're making the problem bigger than it is?
All the time.
Yes. Yeah, like there are times when I'm like, okay, so for instance, right before we sat down to have our conversation, I walked out to my kitchen and went, oh my gosh, my kitchen is such a mess. I have got to clean this thing. And I'm like, I don't have the energy. I don't feel like doing this. And I'm like, oh, I've got to do it. And so it's like, I'm all of a sudden like adding like these layers. And I'm like, hold up. Ma'am, set the timer on your phone for 4 or 5 minutes or pick 2 songs. Most songs are usually between 3 and 4 minutes, 2 songs. And that's it. I bet you will have this kitchen done within those 2 minutes. Like, right. Like that's all it takes. If I have to like, just shift my perspective on it and it'll be done. But like, here I am making the kitchen and all the crap on the counter and blah, 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 blah. I'm making it so big. Whereas if I reframe it in the space of 8 minutes, it suddenly shrinks back down to where it needs to be.
It's doable.
Right.
And it's rooted in fact. I factually know this is not going to take as long. My feelings are telling me otherwise. Feelings are not facts. And I'm going to prove it to myself by testing it for 8 minutes. Cause you know, sometimes I have to approach it that way too. If I'm not sure, cause sometimes it's like you said, I might think that it's factual. Well, why don't we just try? We're going to try for 2 songs, you know, and see how much we get done. Mm-hmm. And if not, we'll reassess then.
Right. And I'll do it till those 2 songs are up. Mm-hmm. Done. Like I don't have to give it any more than that. This is what I said that I would do. Mm-hmm. And I'll do that part. But then you know, feet first and your head will follow. Usually when I do that, I then want to take it the rest of the way.
And if you didn't, your kitchen is a lot more clean than it would have been. And you know, you're closer to your goal than you were
right
8 minutes ago.
Yes.
I feel like that's the same way that we've talked about with exercise. When I told you I had the issue with thinking I had to do 30 minute or 45 minute or 60 right. minute for it to count. And you're like, but what if you did 7? What if it was some odd number, 6? You did 6 minutes. Does it mean that it doesn't count or that it's somehow not beneficial to your body because it wasn't this length? All of it counts. That's not rooted in fact that it has to be a certain amount for it to matter.
Right.
So those are the things, again, when we're plucking out and starting a new season, you know, you have to be able to just lovingly treat yourself like, you know, you're talking to your inner toddler and be like, it's just not true. So whether or not you think it's true or not, it's not. So let's not do that. Okay.
So we've talked about things that we want to kind of pluck and prune, right? Let's talk about what we want to grow. Mm-hmm. What would you like to see grow in these next few months before we get to summer? I feel like we're really good at that part of like getting like, oh, this is, I got to get rid of it. But framing it positively for ourselves and thinking about what is doable, what is, you know, thinking of SMART goals of things that we want to be able to happen that we can make happen. What does that look like for us? What is true? How about this? What is true by the time June 1 rolls around?
What do we want to be true about?
What will be true? Like come June 1, thinking about things that you want to grow, thinking about something that you want to do by June 1, a positive habit, a positive change. What will be true when June 1 rolls around? I will have done this by June 1.
Let's take a quick break. Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
I mean, I write SMART goals all the time, so I know this is not a SMART goal, but like this is literally my job is like writing IEP goals.
Right.
So I know, like, so bear with me. I need to gain my confidence, and I know that's the foundation of so many of my issues with my weight and my how I carry myself, my self-esteem. So I want to improve that. I don't know exactly one way to do that. And it's like a constant thing. It's not something that I would expect to just switch over in a few months either. But I think there are some steps I can take towards that.
Yeah. So like would Ricky, this is just me throwing about since you brought up the clothes, like something that would help you gain confidence, would a first step be, I'm going to get rid of X amount of pieces of clothing mm-hmm. in my closet because those aren't giving me confidence. Those are actually holding me back.
I think that would be like part one. And then I think part two is like, I don't wear the clothes that I feel like I would wear if I had a smaller body. And a lot of the smaller clothes I have that don't fit are those clothes, but finding them in my size and wearing them is a whole nother thing. So I feel like my style, I have this vision of my style being different when I'm in a smaller body.
If we don't think about that?
So I mean, like, how can I bring that style to where I am now? And that's where I'm going with that. Like, there are so many more options for plus size people as far as what to wear, like, you know, styles that match. And I have the shoes, you know, that's a whole nother story. If I can wear them longer than an hour,
we need to have a shopping day.
I mean, I think we probably do.
Yay.
I can't shop at any of the stores because none of the short stores carry me because I'm 6 feet tall. So
I didn't get the shopping gene. Like I'm the one female that's
but you have the encouragement gene. So
why I said I will go and encourage. I was just like, don't rope me in to like be buying stuff.
I don't shop in the regular stores because they don't have clothes for me because of my height. So this would be a 100% all about Ricky shopping trip. Is that overwhelming, Ricky? Or
a little bit. I cannot tell you. Don't even ask me the last time I went into a dressing room was. Because my MO is I buy it online, I make an estimate. If it doesn't fit, if it doesn't, I send it home. Right. If it does, great. So I don't do the whole like try it on, oh it looks cute, because I don't like looking at a let's be real moment. Mm-hmm. I don't like looking at myself in the mirror in new clothes because a lot of times I don't like what I see and then my mood is changed. So that would be a step in the direction of gaining confidence with where I am,
because you'll have hype girls with you.
Yeah,
100%. Who will hype you in the right stuff and go, nope, next. No, that that has nothing.
Okay,
that has nothing for you. Move on. It's not the right. It's not you. Mm-hmm. It's the thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm a former cheerleader, and I could bring Isaiah, who would truly hype you up because he'd be like, okay.
I love it. All right, it's a date.
We'll find a date. We'll put on a calendar. Okay, yeah. But. So again, like kind of like that bite-sized thing of if confidence is what we want more confidence, what is there anything that we can let go of that's holding on to that? And then it's not about gaining 100% confidence overnight, right? Because that's not going to happen. But what is maybe that 1% change that could, I'm sorry, guys, I keep hitting my table. I think I'm talking with my hands and my legs today. So I apologize because I know it's making sound. But yeah, it's that one, it's the 1% change. Can we help Bricky get 1% more confident in herself, and so that she sees herself the way that we see her?
Yeah. And I think a part of that too, for that, you know, I'm having to do even for me is, we've talked about it, but affirmations, like, because I think that when, if the dialogue inside your mind is very negative about who you are and what you see, like, that's what it is for me. My therapist has given me that as a forever. I mean, she said it will never end. She said my daily assignment forever is to affirm who I am, the goodness in me, because I know how to quickly bring up the bad. I struggle with you was smart, you was kind, you was important. Like I struggle with the good. And so I have to be intentional. And that's why when you talk about June 1st, for me, I want to have been consistent in speaking life and goodness over myself and not needing others to do it for me, because that's temporary, right? The words of others, I mean, it can be wonderful in the moment, but if I go home and go, let me just go ahead and push all that to the side. You suck. How could you? Blah, 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 blah. You're spinning your wheels. The internal narrative has to change. And it is something that only happens by consistent practice. So I have not done that as consistently as I should. And that's something that I would like to do, you know, for June 1st. And I think that it ties into what Ricky's talking about. Just be careful about what we're saying to ourselves, because we're listening. Careful what you say because you're listening.
Love it.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. For me, what would be true by June 1? Like, what's a goal? Well, I honestly feel like I'm still digging into a lot of the health thing. So I would say what would be true for me by June 1? So I meet with another one of my doctors in July. And there needs to be a marked difference in my health and my weight for her. And, you know, like I shared last week, I'm tracking all my macronutrients and I'm doing all those things. So for me, what would be true by June 1 is I am not ashamed by June 1, and I'm not feeling I need to do a crash anything by July, like, or restarting. Like so by June 1, like, I'm still steady and I'm down at least 10 pounds. And I hate to put a weight goal on there, but there has to be a weight goal in order to achieve what my doctor needs me to achieve, for some very specific health things, that I'm working towards with her, mandated. So
the good news is, Aaron, for you to hit those goals, it's just being consistent in what you're doing.
That's exactly it. And so for me, I think that's what it is. It's just the straight consistency is just being the consistency, being disciplined and consistent and staying focused. And so June 1, I will see the results of my discipline and consistency that I'm doing.
I love it.
So
I love that.
Yeah. All right. Anything else that we should consider or bring up as a part of spring cleaning?
I mean, I think that was pretty well-rounded, a lot of the things that we brought up. You know, I think that they all tie in well together. And I think that whatever you're looking at physically with the clothes, or mentally with the affirmations, or just discipline and consistency with the implementing whatever plan you're choosing, I think all of that is going to yield the results that we would want, which is just a little better than we are today, right? Like, I mean, that's really, you're just trying to be better, a better version of you.
We're not trying to create whole new identities overnight. It's
absolutely not.
It's that one, it's that little, it's the James Clear Atomic Habits, 1% difference. Mm-hmm. What it's those little increments that build up so that when you get, when we get to January, or when we get to December 31st, which is wild to say that, because it doesn't, it feels far away, but it's so much closer than we think, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like when we get to that space, are we going to look back and say, man, I've wasted my time this year, another year that I've wasted, right? And then we got to go root that piece up. Or can I look back and say, man, I'm really proud of, I can see I did this here and I did this and it's led me to feel this. It's just putting more wins in the column for ourselves.
And knowing that the time is going to pass regardless of whether you're doing it or not. And I think to me, that's a very humbling thought.
Yeah.
So whether or not you get it together or and implement these things or you don't, June 1st will be here.
Yes.
December 31st will be here. Yeah. It's on you how you feel about that and how you feel on those days. And if you want to feel proud, there's things you can do to make that happen.
Yeah.
But it's going to take you doing the things.
Right. And listen, there are going to be lots of things that, I mean, as we've been talking about, there are going to be things that pop up that get in the way of this. And I think a big part of this is learning how to balance between the two. And sometimes the other thing actually has to be more important than this, but the tools and the resources that we have here serve us in those times. Like these are the things that we're doing now so that they become habits, so that when we're going through something else, well, they're there to serve us and to help us, not hinder us.
Mm-hmm. When life begins to life, you have an anchor that can keep you steady, you know, mm-hmm. and sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we hope that you've, I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. Please, please comment wherever you are listening or watching this. We love to see your thoughts that go along with it, your goals. Love to know for you as you listen to this, and that's maybe triggered some thoughts. What's true for you by June 1? You know, write it down, write it in the comments for just accountability. Things become more real when we write them down. So let's do that. Throw a comment in the Real WW Talk Facebook group or Instagram, YouTube, wherever you're listening to the podcast version. And by the way, if you want to join our group on Facebook, just search Real WW Talk and you can find it there. We'd love to have you. Candace, we're like over 8,000 people?
2.
Wow. I know you know the number. It's amazing. It's an awesome community and great conversation there. And we can dive a little bit deeper because we've got the forum, if you will, to be able to do that. And then also thanks to everybody who has been supporting the podcast. We have links for that in the show notes. And we're just very grateful because that just helps us be able to do this. And yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are grateful. All right. Well, we wish you a good week and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.